Aha.
Let me get wired up.
The last few months since September, I have been trying to talk to you about growing in the image of Christ.
自从去年9月以来，我一直试图跟大家传讲的信息就是我们怎么样能成长得更像主。
We have talked about what it means to truly repent.
我们也讲到什么是真正的悔改。
What it means to truly love God.
去真正的爱主。
Last week I talked to you about, or last month, about one of the things that ties us to the past, and that is living with our regrets.
上个月我讲的就是讲到这个 带着懊悔来生活是什么样一个情形?
And this morning I want to talk to you about another thing that ties us to the past, and that is living with bitterness or anger about the past towards others.
今天我想要讲的也是跟我们过去的生活有关的，就是在苦读之中生活。
What I said last month really is when we are tied to the past ourselves, in relation to ourselves.
我上个月讲的这个关于懊悔的事情是我们把自己捆绑在我们的过去上，是跟我们自己建立的一种关系。
What I want to talk about this morning is when we are tied to the past in relationship to other people.
但是今天我想要讲到的是，我把我的生活跟过去捆绑在一起，是关于我跟他人的关系，而不是我跟我自己的关系。
Let's begin this morning with prayer.
我们先用祷告来开始今天的敬拜。
Dear God, I ask that you will help us this morning.
亲爱的主，我求你帮助我们。
I ask that you would speak through me.
求主用我的口。
And that you would give us hearts that are open to your spirit.
你打开我们的心，让我们能够接受你的圣灵。
I ask that you would give me the words to say.
主啊，求你给我，让我说出合宜的话。
But more importantly, that your spirit would speak to each heart here.
更重要的是让你的圣灵对我们中间的每一个人的心说话。
And that we would hear your voice.
我们就听到你的声音。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。 Amen.
Do you remember the story of David and Bathsheba?
你们还记得大卫跟拔示巴的故事吗？
David takes the wife of Uriah.
大卫娶了赫人乌利亚的妻子拔示巴。
He cold-heartedly plots the murder of Uriah to cover his sin.
而且为了掩盖他的罪行，大卫就很冷血地谋杀了乌利亚。
Uriah is killed.
乌利亚被杀了。Nathan,
the prophet, confronts David.
然后先知拿单过来就面对大卫的质问大卫的这个罪。David
repents and God forgives him.
大卫悔改，神就原谅了他。And
the story is over.
这故事就是这样结束了。
But the story isn't over.
但是故事实际上并没有结束。
Bathsheba is the granddaughter of a man by the name of Ahithophel.
你知道吗？这拔示巴实际上是一个名字叫亚西多福的人的孙女。
Ahithophel is a person we don't read much about in the Bible, but he is one of David's closest advisors.
这位亚西多福我们在圣经里读到的关于他的章节并不多，但他实际上是大卫的一位谋士，他是他的智慧人。
And Bathsheba is his granddaughter.
拔示巴是他的孙女。
Ahithophel continues to work in the palace.
这亚西多福竟然是这个大卫王的谋士，所以一直在宫殿里为大卫王出谋划策。At
least outwardly, he honors the king.
从外面看起来，他对这个大卫王非常的尊重。He
gives good advice.
他给这个国王提供很好的建议。David
probably never even thinks what Ahithophel may be feeling inside.
大卫可能从来就没想过这个亚西多福心里究竟是怎么想的。On
the outside, everything looks fine.
从外面看起来一切都没问题。
He smiles at the king. He says, Your honor. Everything is fine. But you move forward a few years.
但是往后再过几年,
2 Samuel chapter 16, David's son Absalom is rebelling against the king.
我们读到在这个撒母耳后下下里边第16章，这个大卫王的儿子亚沙龙开始背叛大卫。
Absalom has built up an army that follows him.
这个亚沙龙已经建造他自己的领导了自己一个军队。
And they have won enough battles to drive David out of the capital city, out of Jerusalem.
他们连连得胜，以至于最后把大卫王都赶出他们首都耶路撒冷了。
But the people are very cautious.
但是百姓们都心里头有点紧张，也不知道该怎么做。
They aren't sure that Absalom is strong enough to win.
他们也没法确定是不是说亚沙龙就一定能够赢。
And they also know that it's possible that Absalom and his father David might be reunited. And supporting the wrong side in a rebellion is not like voting for the losing candidate in an election in the U.S.
我们在美国，你看，你选举总统的时候，你即使投的票是给那个没选中的人，也不会受到什么惩罚。
If they support Absalom and then he and his father are reunited, they might end up dead.
所以他们如果是支持这个反叛的王亚沙龙，回头亚沙龙跟他的父亲又和好了，那这些老百姓怎么办呢？他们是叛军，有可能要被处死的。Ahithophel
has moved his support from David to Absalom.
就是亚西多夫已经向这个亚沙龙效忠了，他已经不再去服侍大卫，而是服侍亚沙龙。And
so Absalom comes to Ahithophel and says, "How can I win the loyalty of the people?"
所以这个亚沙龙就去问亚西多夫说，我怎么样才能得到百姓的效忠呢？Ahithophel
says, "Here's my advice."
结果亚西多夫就给他出主意了。You
need to show the people that there is no chance that you and your father will ever be reunited.
他说你得要告诉给百姓显示说你跟你爸爸永远不可能再和解了。So
here's what I want you to do.
所以我建议你这么做。Go
up on the flat roof of the palace.
你走到王宫的这个平顶上去。Put
a tent there.
在那儿搭一个帐篷。
And in front of all the people, go in and sleep with your father's concubine.
在所有百姓的眼光之下，在光天化日之下，跟你父亲的妃嫔一起同寝。
When the people see that, your father will be completely disgraced.
如果你看到，老百姓都看到这一切的话，他们就知道你爸爸已经实在是被羞辱到极点。
They will know there is no way that you and your father David will ever be reunited.
百姓就会知道说你跟你爸爸永远没有可能再和好了。
And they will transfer their allegiance from him to you. Absalom follows Ahithophel's advice. And sure enough, the war never ends until Absalom is killed. I read that story. This horrific advice. Advice that inspires a war that ends up in the death of hundreds of people. And I thought, why would Ahithophel do such a terrible thing? And then I began to remember. He is Bathsheba's grandfather. Is it possible that all these years as he's smiling at David, as he's working for the king, inside he is thinking, you brought shame on my family. You treated my daughter, my granddaughter, disrespectfully. Someday I will get even. And all these years there is this bitterness growing in his heart. And Israel is divided in civil war because of this man's advice.
就是因为他的这个建议，以色列这个内战就没有停止。
1,000 years later,
1,000年以后,
the Apostle Paul is going to write this.
使徒保罗是这样写的,
Let all bitterness, Ephesians 4,
在以弗所书第四章31到32节,
Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you along with all malice.
一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉。
Verse 32, Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you.
并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Someday, someone is going to wrong you.
某一天，也许某个人就会错待你。
A close friend that you've trusted will lie to you.
说不定你很信任的一个非常亲密的朋友对你撒谎。
A church member that you have sat next to on the pew will tell something about you that they know is untrue.
在教会里，你坐在你旁边的那个平时很亲密的弟兄，说不定会说一些关于你的不公平的话。
A colleague will cheat you in a business deal.
说不定在办公室里的同事也会在做生意的时候来欺骗你。
Your husband, your wife will wound you deeply.
你的丈夫、你的太太说不定就会很深。深深地伤害你。
A parent will hurt you with their harsh words.
说明做父母的批评孩子的话过于严厉，孩子也觉得受伤。
Maybe you've already, a name has come to mind.
说不定你经历过这些以后。
And you've already thought, I hope he isn't going to talk about that this morning.
说不定你就心里在想，我希望牧师今天不要说这个。
If a name hasn't come to mind, let me give you bad news. Someday it will.
如果你还没有被人错待过，我告诉你，总有一天有人会错待你，会对你做一些不公平的事。
None of us are going to get through life without someone someday hurting us.
因为我们人生总是有各样的风浪，不可能一帆风顺，没有人，你一切都是平平顺顺的，不会的。
No excuse for it, they are wrong.
他们也没有任何借口，这他们做错了就是做错了。
But this morning I want to look at what you and I must do in response to what they do.
但是今天我想要跟大家说的是，当别人错待我们的时候，我们的反应应该是怎么样的？
Because Paul says that you and I have the responsibility to put away bitterness and anger.
因为保罗是这样说的，他说一切的愤怒、苦毒、嚷闹都应该从我们中间除掉，我们有这个责任把这些除掉。
Hebrews 12 calls it a root of bitterness.
希伯来书的十二章把这种苦毒啊叫做毒根，好像有毒的这个根源一样。
I think that's a helpful picture because a root is hidden, we don't see it.
我觉得这个比喻是非常恰当的，因为我们这个苦毒是埋在心里，是看不见，就好像根埋在地底下一样。
But under the ground it grows and grows.
它在地底下这个根就长啊长的。
As we water that root with memories of the offense that was done to us.
如果我们一直用过去我们受别人错待时候的那种回忆，在不断的浇灌这个毒根的话，这个根就一直在不停的长。
Eventually, it bears fruit.
最终啊，这个毒根也会结出果子来。
Under the root, under the surface of Ahithophel's service to David, a root of bitterness was growing.
亚西多福在侍奉大卫王的时候，表面看起来没有关系，但是在底下，他心底里这个苦毒一直在成长。
Until eventually, it bore a terrible, terrible fruit.
结果最终有一天，亚西多福的苦毒就结出了极可怕的果子。
There are two things at least that cause us to become bitter.
有两件事会让我们心里有苦毒。
Two things that keep us from forgiving the person who does wrong to us.
有两件事也让我们不能够原谅对我们做错事的那个人。
One is we become bitter when we focus on the offense of that person rather than on the grace that comes from God.
第一件就是当我们把我们的目光焦点集中在这个人做错的这件事情的这个事实上，而不是看在这个神的恩典上。
As long as I am looking at what that person did to me, I am going to become more and more angry and bitter.
如果我一直是盯着这个人对我做的那件错事上，我的心里就会难过，我会更生气，越想越生气。
It is only when I move my eyes from them to God that I can have grace to forgive.
只有当我把眼光从这个人身上转到神的身上的时候，我才能够有这样的恩典来原谅他。
Now I want to say something before I go any further.
我在往下讲之前，我想要强调一点。
Because I really struggle as I prepare this.
因为我在准备这个讲稿的时候，我心里很挣扎。
I want to make sure that you know what I am not trying to say this morning.
我想要大家明白我没有讲的是什么东西。
I am not saying that the sin against you is not very bad.
我没有说哦，别人对你做错的这件事没什么大不了的。
I am not denying the reality of their wrong.
我没有在否认他们做的这些错事。
I am not saying it doesn't hurt, just forget about it.
我没有说，哎呀，没关系了，这么一件小事你就别放在心上，你就忘掉就好了。
Because sadly, even within the church, terrible sins have been committed against each other.
因为让人很难过的是，即使是在教会里面，我们也的确看到有人在行各样的罪，有很多人会受伤。
Children from church families have been abused.
我们看到孩子尽管是在基督徒家庭长大，他们也。
Wives, husbands have been wronged.
丈夫和妻子经常会觉得自己受了挫败。
And so I am not minimizing at all the pain that another person causes you.
我没有试图去掩盖或者是缩小别人对你做的这个措施让你所受的伤害。
But I want you to understand that regardless of what they did,
但是我要强调的是，不管他们做了些什么。
If you want to be free from the bondage of bitterness, you must focus not on the hurt, but on God's grace.
如果你想要从这个苦读中把自己释放出来，你的眼光不能集中在这个人身上，你一定要眼光集中在神的身上。
Because if I do not allow God's grace in my heart,
如果我不允许神的恩典在我进入我的心里，
if I do not allow Him to heal the hurt and bring forgiveness,
如果我不允许神来让我来医治我的这个受的伤害，来够能够让我能够原谅。
I will hold on to my anger.
我就会一直抓住我的愤怒。
I will hold on to my unforgiveness.
我就会不愿意原谅这个人。
And Hebrews says a root of bitterness will grow in my heart.
这个希伯来书就是这样说，恐怕有毒根生出来扰乱你们。
You see, Ahithophel could have experienced God's grace.
亚西多福也有可能去得到神的恩典的。
The same God who showed mercy on David could have helped Ahithophel to forgive. But in Ahithophel's heart, he walks through the halls of the palace. He watches the king. He listens to David sing those psalms about forgiveness. And in his heart, he says, that man doesn't deserve to be forgiven. How can God let him get by with what he did? Ahithophel focuses on David's sin rather than on God's grace.
亚西多夫一直是眼光集中在大卫犯的罪上面，而不是看神的恩典。
And as long as we do that, our bitterness will grow.
如果我们一直这样做的话，我们的这个心里的苦毒只会越长越大。
Bitterness also grows when we fail to trust God's purpose in our life.
如果我们没有看到神在我们生命之中的目的，我们也无法去原谅别人。
You know the story of Joseph being sold into slavery by his brothers.
我们都知道约瑟被他的弟兄卖入这个卖身为奴的这个故事。
There is no excuse for what they do to him.
他的弟兄们做的这件事实在太过分了。
And no matter how the story ends up,
您不管这个故事最后的结果是如何，
understand it is a terrible thing to make a decision. I'm going to sell my brother into slavery just because I don't like him.
你想想看，作为一个弟兄，居然就因为他们不喜欢他们这个小弟弟，就决定要把他给卖给别人做奴隶，这实在是太过分了。
They ruined his life.
他们毁掉了约瑟的生命了，生活。
Many years pass.
很多年以后，
God has used Joseph to prepare Egypt for a famine.
这个神用约瑟来为埃及准备埃及度过一场大饥荒。
He's now a governor in Egypt.
现在约瑟成了这个埃及的这个总督了。
And Joseph's brothers travel from Canaan to Egypt to get food.
结果他的弟兄们这时候从迦南开始过来到埃及来跳粮，因为想都到处各处都有大灾荒。
I'm not going to go through that story. It's very familiar.
这个故事我们大家都熟悉，所以我不再讲。
But here's what I want you to see.
但是我想让你看到这一点。
Genesis 45, Joseph says to his brothers.
在创世纪四十五章，约瑟对他的弟兄们说，
I am forgiving you, and here's the reason.
我原谅你们，这就是原因。
This is why Joseph is not bitter.
为什么约瑟心里没有苦毒呢？
It was not you that sent me here.
他说，差我到这里来的不是你们，
but God.
乃是神。
I read that and I think, Joseph, are you an idiot?
我在读这句话的时候，我说，约瑟，你是个傻瓜吗？
It was them that sent you there.
就是你的哥哥们把你卖过来在埃及做奴隶啊。
Don't you remember them selling you?
你难道忘掉了他们当初怎么卖掉你的吗？
Don't you remember what it felt like to be chained up?
你就忘掉了他们当初用手铐铐住你什么感觉？
You ended up in prison because of them.
就因为他你还被投入监狱做了那么多年。
You had horrible things happen.
也很糟糕的事情发生在你身上。
They did it.
是你的弟兄们导致这一切。
But Joseph focuses on God's purpose.
但是约瑟的眼光是集中在神的目的上面。
Joseph says, yes, they may have done wrong.
所以约瑟说他们的确是也许做错了。
But in spite of what they did,
但是无论他们做了什么，
God had a purpose.
神是有一个目的的。
And I am going to look at God's purpose, not at their purpose.
我要看的是神的目的，而不是他们的目的。
We move down the road to Genesis 50.
然后我们再往下看到这个创世纪第五十章。
Jacob has died. Their father has died.
他们的父亲雅各已经死了。
Joseph's brothers are afraid again.
他的哥哥们又开始害怕起来了。
Maybe Joseph was being nice to us because of Dad.
说不定约瑟一直对我们挺好的，是因为我看着爸爸的老爸的面子上。
Now Dad is gone, and Joseph will take revenge.
现在爸爸已经去世了，约瑟是不是要跟我们要报复了呢
？And so they come back to Joseph and beg for mercy.
所以他们又来到约瑟面前，要求他饶恕，求他怜悯。
And he says, "I forgive you."
约瑟说。
I'm not going to try to get revenge.
我也不想要再去寻求报复。
Why?
为什么？
And here's the key for each of us.
就对我们来讲都很重要的一句金句。
Genesis 50 verse 20.
这是创世纪五十章二十节。
You meant evil.
从前你们的意思是要害我。
But God meant it for good.
但是神的意思原是好的。
You did what you did for an evil purpose.
你们那么做是为了一个恶毒的目的。
I won't deny that.
我也不会否认它。
But I am not going to focus on your purpose.
但是我不想要眼光集中在你们所做的事情的这个恶毒的目的上。
I will look at God's purpose.
我要看神的目的。
God meant it for good.
神的意思原是好的。
If I want to avoid bitterness, I must look at God, not at the one who wronged me.
如果我不想要我生命被苦毒浸透的话，我一定要看神的目的，而不是看着对我做错事的那个人。
Because as long as I focus on the person who wronged me, I am chained to them.
如果我一直是盯着这个对我做错事的这个人看的话，我等于把自己用一个镣铐铐在他身上。
They are happily going on through life.
他们可能还要开开心心地过他的日子。
They aren't bothered by this.
他们对做这个事心里头毫无愧疚。
But I am chained to them.
可是我把我自己跟他们绑在一起。
I can't be free. They're free.
他们是自由自在地过他的日子。
But I am a prisoner.
但是我成了一个囚犯。
Corrie Ten Boom suffered in a Nazi concentration camp.
这个 Corrie Ten Boom 曾经在这个纳粹的集中营里生活过。
For many years after that, she struggled with bitterness and anger.
在这集中营里出来之后，很多年她心里都被这个都在为着这份苦毒和恼恨来挣扎。
Finally, God gave her grace to forgive.
最后，终于神给了她足够的恩典，她可以原谅。
And listen to what she said after that.
你听听她之后说的话。
To forgive is to set a prisoner free.
她说去原谅就相当于把一个囚犯释放出来。
And then to learn.
然后知道。
That I was the prisoner.
那个囚犯就是我。
Unforgiveness makes me a prisoner to the one who wronged me.
不原谅已经让我把自己捆在了对我实行罪犯罪的那个人身上。
I've already said I will not deny the reality of the wrong that is done to you.
我已经说过了，我不是想要说试图否认这个别人做在你行在你身上的这个罪行。
The person who did it to you was sinful, and they may have meant it for evil.
这个对你犯罪的这个人，的确他的目的是很邪恶的，也许他就是想要做这个错事。
But if you want to be free,
但是如果你想要让自己被释放
，you have to look at God's purpose, not their purpose.
你必须要看到神的目的，而不是看到你自己。
You see, bitterness
看到那个人的目的
brings terrible consequences into our life.
因为苦毒在我们生命之中会结出很可怕的果子。
Bitterness destroys our relationship with other people.
苦毒会毁掉我们跟他人的关系。
My friend Charles told me a few years ago he was.Flying to visit his brother in Arizona.
几年前，我的朋友 Charles 告诉我说，他要飞去 Arizona 去看他的兄弟。
I said, "Oh, that's nice. Have a good trip."
我说，哦，那太好了，那你就希望你一切顺风。
And he said, "Oh no, you don't understand. This is a major thing."
他说，你不明白，这个事儿对我可是大事儿。
He said, "I have not spoken to my brother in 30 years."
他说，我已经三十年没跟我兄弟讲过话了。
He said, "We had an argument 30 years ago."
他说三十年前我们俩曾经为什么事争吵。
It made me so angry.
我最后吵过之后，我气得不行。
That I said I will never speak to you again.
所以我跟他讲，我再不跟你讲话了。
And it has been 30 years since my brother and I have ever spoken.
从那以后已经三十年过去了，我们都没再讲过话。
But he said, I'm 70 years old.
他说我已经七十岁了。
And I'm afraid that I will die, and I want to see my brother again before I die.
他说在我死之前，我希望我能够再见见我的兄弟。
Now, I am a nosy person.
我是挺八卦的一个人。
And when someone says to me, I haven't spoken to my brother for 30 years, I have a question.
如果有人告诉我我三十年没跟我弟兄说过话了，我想我有个问题。
So I asked.
所以我就问他了。
Why?
干嘛呀？为什么呀？
What did you argue with about?
当年你们吵的是什么呀？怎么会让你们三十年都不讲话？
What did your brother do that caused you to go 30 years without speaking?
你这个弟兄到底做了些什么事让你三十年都不愿意跟他讲话？
I mean, what you want to know?
你们肯定也想知道嘛，怎么回事？
Yeah, let me tell you.
我告诉你。
Charles said,
Charles 说,
not our Charles, by the way.
不是我们的, 不是我们的 Charles 弟
兄。 Don't go to him after service and ask.
过后别去问咱们的 Charles 弟兄。
Charles said,
Charles 说,
I can't remember.
我想不起来了。
I don't know.
我已经想不起来三十年了。
All I can remember is that we argued.
我只记得说当年我们两个为什么事吵了一架。
I can't remember what the argument was about.
我也想不起来当时我们为什么事在这争论。
But I remember that my brother was very unkind.
但是我记得我的弟兄当时对我很不好。
And I was probably unkind too.
我因为很生气，所以我对他回话也很不友好。
And when it was done,
这事结束以后，
we could not undo what we had said.
我们说过的话再也收不回来了。
30 years.
三十年的。
Of division.
三十年两个人弟兄分裂。
Between two brothers.Who can't even remember what they argued about.
他们甚至都想不起来三十年前是为了什么事争吵。
And you laugh and say, that's absurd.
大家都在那笑，觉得这事太可笑了，觉得有这样的吗？
But look around.
但是想想看，你看看周围。
And you will see families that are divided over issues that could have been mended many years ago.
你看到有些家庭很有可能就是因为某个微不足道的原因分裂。很多年前本来可以弥补的，他们不愿意去做，就这么多年关系就冷冰冰。
Wives who carry hurt from words spoken long ago.
这个做太太的可能也是很多年前的一句话，他现在还耿耿于怀。
Husbands who are still angry about things that were said long ago.
这个丈夫也一样，可能很多年前太太说了句什么话伤着他了，他到现在都忘记不了。
Adults.Who are angry over words their parents said when they were children.
这个已经成人了，还在那回想他在童年时候，也许父母说了什么话，他心里头这已经都几十年以后了，他还是忘不了。
And over the years, bitterness has grown up.
这么多年以来，这个苦毒就不停的在长。
New hurts have been added.
然后新的伤害又加上去。
And today it is impossible, it seems, to reconcile.
结果到了今天，说不定很多人都想，已经不可能再和解了。
Bitterness has brought broken families.
这个苦毒已经造成了很多破碎的家庭。
Broken homes, broken relationships.
破碎的关系。
Bitterness will destroy our relationships with other people.
这个苦毒会让我们会毁掉我们与别人的关系。
Bitterness destroys our relationship with God.
这个苦毒也会毁坏我们与神的关系。
You see, we cannot open our hands to God's grace when we are holding on to our anger.
手里紧紧抓着自己的愤怒不放的时候，我们没法张开手去接受神的恩典。
Listen again to what Hebrews 12 says.
再看看希伯来书十二章，这个是怎么写的
？See to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God.
要看到我们不能够没。
12:15.
希伯来书十二章十五节。希伯来书十二章十五节，他说：“又要谨慎，恐怕有人失了神的恩。”
See to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God.
又要谨慎，恐怕有人失了神的恩。
That no root of bitterness springs up.
恐怕有毒根生出来，扰乱你们。
He's going to go on and say, because of bitterness, many people have shipwrecked their faith.
他想要说，就是因为这个苦毒，很多人甚至把自己的这个信仰都给弃绝了。
Their relationship with God is harmed because of their bitterness towards other people.
因为因着他们对他人的这种苦毒，他们跟神的关系也被毁掉了。
If you go on and you read the rest of Ahithophel's story, you're going to find out that he ends up committing suicide.
如果你们继续在跟踪这个亚西多福去读他的故事，你会看到最后亚西多福是自杀了。
This person who had once been the closest advisor to Israel's greatest king.
这亚西多福曾经是以色列这个最伟大的王大卫王的最亲密的谋士。
In fact, 2 Samuel says that when Ahithophel gave advice, David listened to it as if it was the advice of God.
因为在这个撒母耳记下上面是说过，亚西多福说出的主意啊，就好像人问神的话一样，是神谕一样，所以大卫王对他的意见是非常尊重的。
He goes from being the most trusted advisor in the kingdom to dying the death of a suicide.
他当年他曾经是国王最信任的谋士，结果最终他悲惨的自杀了。
Bitterness destroys him.
这苦毒最终把他毁了。
But I want you to see this morning that there is a cure for bitterness.
我想要让大家看到，对于苦毒是有医治的。
The scripture I read, Paul says, put away all bitterness and anger.
我们知道保罗在以弗所书这样说，一切苦毒、恼恨都应当从你们中间除掉。
And then he tells us how to do it.
然后他告诉我们怎么去做。
Forgiving one another.
要以恩慈相待。
As God in Christ forgave you.
要彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Paul says we do not have to be a captive to the past.
保罗说我们不需要成为过去的囚犯。
We can forgive. As God forgave us.
我们可以饶恕，因为神已经饶恕了我们。
Peter comes to Jesus. Matthew 18.
这个马太福音的十八章，我们读到说彼得来找耶稣。
And he says, Master, teacher, how many times do I have to forgive my brother?
彼得近前来对耶稣说，主啊，我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？
Is 7 times enough?
他说到七次可以吗？
Now, Peter thought that Jesus was going to pat him on the back and brag on him.
彼得想着，嘿，耶稣可能会拍拍他的肩膀说，嘿，这问题问的挺不错的。
Because you see, most of us don't even like to forgive one time.
因为我们很多人连一次饶恕都不愿意的。
The Jewish rabbi said that you had to forgive 3 times.
这个犹太教的这些拉比对他们的教训是说，你必须要原谅一个人三次。
3 times you have to forgive, and then the 4th time you can cut them off.
如果三次以后他们还不悔改的话，你就跟他们断绝关系了。
And Peter says, Jesus,
彼得对耶稣说，夫子，
I am really a good person.
你看我多好啊。
I'm going to forgive 7 times.
我要原谅七次。
You want to pat me on the back?
你想要拍拍我说做得好吗？
Jesus looks at him and says,
但是耶稣看着他对他说，
Not 7 times.
不是七次。
70 times.Seven.
乃是七十个七次，七十个七次。
And Peter says, "I'm sure." It doesn't say this in the Bible, but I'm sure Peter says.
这圣经没这么说，但是我想 Peter 肯定这么
想。That's impossible.
那怎么可能啊？
How am I going to keep track?
我怎么记得过来啊？
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. I can't keep track that long.
我不可能一直那么数下去的呀。
And Jesus says, "That's right."
耶稣说没错啊。
If you're keeping track, you haven't even done it once yet. You can remember one. You might even remember three. You might remember this is the 7th time. But if you forgive, you can't remember 70 times 7. What is Jesus saying?
耶稣的意思是什么呢
Peter,
彼得
if you don't want to become a bitter and angry man,
如果你不想成为一个苦毒恼恨的一个人
you must choose to forgive.
你必须选择饶恕。
That's the answer to bitterness.
这就是饶恕，就是对这个苦毒的一个解药。
The answer to bitterness is not to try to excuse and make an excuse for the person who wronged us.
但为了医治我们的苦毒，不是说给这个人找借口，说他这么做是有原因的。
The answer to bitterness is not to blame myself and say, well, I guess I deserved what he did to me.
这苦毒的解药也不是对自己说，哎呀，我活该吧，我反正可能也人不够好，所以他这么做也是应该的。
The answer to bitterness is not to shove it in a corner and try to pretend it never happened.
这个苦毒的解药也不是说把这事塞在一个角落里埋起来，我再不去想它，就当这个事没发生过。
The answer to bitterness is a choice.
就苦毒的解药是一个选择。
And I want you to understand a choice.
我想要大家理解一个选择。
Because it doesn't always mean you'll feel any differently.
因为这个，因为并不是说你最后的这个选择之后，你会觉得跟以前的感觉截然不同。
I wish I could say to you.
我真希望我能这样跟你说。
That when you forgive that person.
当你原谅那个人以后。
The next time you see them,
你下次看到他们,
you won't remember anything of the past.
你对于过去的什么事都想不起来了, 都过去了。
You'll just go up and give them a big hug and say, oh, I love you so much.
然后你就跑过去抱着那人说, 哎呀, 我太爱你了, 这是不可能的。
And I have heard preachers say that.
我也听说有些牧师, 我也听到过牧师讲到, 这么讲过。
And they were good preachers, but I just don't think they are right.
他们是很好的这个讲, 讲道的人, 但是我觉得这并不是事实。
Because forgiveness is not about an emotion.
因为这个原谅并不是关于你的情绪上的一个变化。
It is a choice.
是一个选择。
And so what does it mean to forgive?
所以去原谅，去饶恕是什么意思呢？
First of all, I want you to see that true forgiveness sees the sin, the wrong.
第一点我要强调的是，真正的这个原饶恕啊，是你看到对方的罪。
It doesn't deny the reality of the sin.
我们不去否认这个罪的这个事实。
In Psalm 55, David prays a prayer in response to Ahithophel's treachery.
在这个诗篇55章20节，大卫这个诗篇有可能是对于亚西多福对他的这个背叛所发出的一个祷告。
And in that prayer, David says, "The man I trusted violated his covenant."
因为在那个诗篇里面是他的一个祷告，他里面他这样说，他背了约，伸手攻击与他和好的人。
Forgiveness does not deny the wrong.
去饶恕并不是说要否认对方的这个罪行。
It recognizes the wrong and then says, but I choose to forgive.
他是看到了对方的罪行，但是选择饶恕。
Why?
为什么？
Because true forgiveness is based on God's forgiveness of me.
因为真正的饶恕是基于神对我的饶恕。
When I forgive, I am recognizing God has forgiven me, and so I must forgive others.
因为当我饶恕别人的时候，我是认识到神已经饶恕了我，所以我才可以去饶恕别人。
You see, Jesus says to Peter, you must forgive 70 times 7.
耶稣对彼得说，你必须要饶恕70个七次。
And I think Peter is just standing there shaking his head. This is impossible. What does he mean?
我想当时彼得肯定在那摇脑袋说，这怎么可能呢？这什么意思？
Jesus says, let me tell you a story, Peter.
耶稣说，我告诉你一个故事，彼得。
There was a man who owed a debt that was unpayable.
有个人他欠了很大的一笔债。
Now, I don't want to get bogged down in math.
我想我们不用拿这个来算数学，欠了多少多少钱的债。
But it took a worker 20 years to earn one talent. It was a bunch of money.
因为这个当时的一个 talent 大概是一千银子，就是一个工人做工二十年才能赚一千银子。
Jesus says there was a man who owed 10,000 talents.
他说这个人欠的债，这个债啊是一千万两银子。
Now you smart young people, you can figure out how long it would take.
我们的年轻人都很聪明，你可以算一算，要多少年才能够把这笔债还掉。
But it's like saying there was a man who owed the American national debt on his credit card.
就好像一个人用他自己的那个信用卡，已经把全美国的债都背在他自己的信用卡上。你想想看，这个人有多少年才能够把这个债还清
？And the master comes and says, "Okay, I want you to pay me."
这个主人就过来说，这个钱你赶快还我吧。
And he says.Tell you what, if you'll wait till tomorrow, I think by tomorrow I should have that much money.
这个人当时没办法，他就跟主人说：“主啊，你主人，你留到明天吧，我明天来还你这钱。”
It's impossible. He'll never have that much money.
这怎么可能呢？他就再等多少年，他也还不清的。
But the master chooses to forgive.
但这个主人就选择说要饶恕他。
He says, "I'll mark it as paid."
主人说：“我就算你已经付清了，我不再。”
You're forgiven.
你已经被饶恕。
Oh, the servant is so happy as he walks out.
这仆人简直太高兴了，这样一无再。
And on his way home, he sees a man who owes him some money.
结果在回家的路上看到别人欠他的钱，一个人欠了他的钱的人。
He owes him 100 denarii.
这个人大概欠了他是多少钱呢？100迪纳里，大概就是十两银子的样子。
Now that is about 4 months' pay.
这大概相当于四个月的工钱。
Remember, I told you forgiveness recognizes what was done.
记得我跟你说过，这饶恕是要看到这个做过去发生的事情，并不是否认这个事实的存在。
Four months pay is a good bit of money.
四个月的工钱其实也是挺大的一笔钱呢。
You who have a job, you can figure out if someone owed you 4 months worth of money, wouldn't that be enough to be worth collecting?
你想想看，我们有工作的人都知道，你四个月挣这么多钱，你是不是想要把这笔钱，如果别人欠你，你是不是想要把它收回来
？It's a real debt.
因为的确是挺大的一笔。
And so this man says, I want you to pay what you owe.
所以这个仆人就过去指着那人讲，你赶快把你欠的钱还给我。
And the person who owes him says, Sir, I don't have the money right now, but be patient, I'll pay you.
那个人就说，哎呀，先生，对不起，说我现在手头实在是没这个钱，我给我一些时间，我会还你这笔钱。
Now this.Man is the one who just said to his master, "Oh, I'll pay you those 10,000 talents if you'll wait till tomorrow."
这个仆人就是刚刚跟他的主人讲，主儿，我明天就还你这一千万两银子。
That's never going to happen.
那不可能发生的事。
But 4 months debt, yeah, that can be paid.
但是四个月的工钱大概还是可以还回来的。
But he says, "No, it's due today."
结果这仆人说不行，你今天就必须还我。
Pay up, or I'm going to send you to prison.
你现在就还钱，或者我就把你送进监狱去。
What has happened?This man who has been forgiven a great debt,
这个人刚刚被人原谅了，把他的那个一千万两银子的债一笔勾销了，
refuses to forgive a small debt.
结果他拒绝去饶恕这个欠他四个月工钱的这个人。
When I forgive, I am recognizing God has forgiven me.
我能够饶恕，是因为我意识到神已经饶恕了我。
Now here's what we like to do. We like to make our sin small.
我们想要做的事都是什么呢？我们想要把自己的罪行尽量的缩小。
And the sin against us big.
结果别人对我们犯的罪，我们就把它尽量放大。
But Paul says, I must forgive as God in Christ forgave me.
但是保罗说，我们要彼此饶恕，就好像神在基督里饶恕了我们一样。
And that phrase in Christ is important.
这句在这个在基督里饶恕我们，在基督里这个字眼是非常重要的。
Because you see, how much did it cost Christ?For me to be forgiven.
因为你知道这耶稣付上了什么样的代价才让我们能够让我们能够被饶恕呢？
It cost his life.
他付上他生命的代价。
My sin is not small.
我的罪行并不小。
My sin cost Jesus his life.
我的罪让耶稣付上了生命的代价。
And so I must forgive because I have been forgiven.
所以我也必须饶恕，因为主已经饶恕了我。
But then I bump into a problem.
然后我又碰到一个问题。
I realize I'm not strong enough to forgive.
我意识到说我实在是没有这个力量去饶恕。
I know I'm supposed to.
我知道我应该这么做。
But the hurt is too deep.
但是我受的伤太深了。
And so the third thing I want to say to you to forgive, yes, I recognize what was done.
所以我第三件要说的就是，第一，我认识到别人对我做的这个事。
I recognize that God has forgiven me.
我也意识到说神已经饶恕了我。
And then,
然后
I must claim God's grace to give me power to forgive.
我必须要求神的恩典，让我能够有这个能力去原谅、去饶恕。
Because in my own strength, I am not strong enough to forgive.
因为靠着我自己的力量，我实在是没有那么坚强去可以随便去饶恕别人。
If someone has done a serious wrong against you,
如果某个人对你犯了很严肃的、很严重的一个罪，
apart from God's grace,
如果没有神的恩典，
you and I cannot forgive.
你跟我实在是做不到去饶恕。
And so we must seek God's grace in our life.
所以我们必须要去在我们的生命中寻求神的恩典。
We must say, God, I have to have your strength to do what I can't do alone.
所以我们必须要对神说，主啊，我们必须要有你的力量才能做我自己凭着自己做不到的事情。
Left to myself, I will always hold on to this wrong.
如果只靠着我自己的话，我会揪着这个错事不放的。
Left to myself, I will never give up the anger.
如果是靠着我自己，我可能我也永远放不会让自己从这个愤怒中解脱出来。
I must have your grace.
我必须要有你的恩典。
Your power to forgive.
你的力量，我才能够去原谅，去饶恕。
And then one more thing.
还有一件事。
If I want to avoid bitterness,
如果我想要避免苦毒
，I must continue to forgive.
我必须要持续不断的去原谅，去饶恕。
20 years ago, if I had been preaching this sermon,
如果在二十年前我跟大家讲这篇道的话
I would not have said this.
我可能还不会
20 years ago, I would have said,
如果 20 年前我可能会这么说,
I recognize the wrong.
我看到你犯的对,
I forgive because God has forgiven me.
我原谅, 因为神已经原谅了我。
I claim God's grace to forgive.
我求神给我恩典能够原谅。
And now it's done.
现在已经做完了。
And I go on.
我就走了，我这事儿就忘掉了。
I won't even remember what happened. I have forgiven.
我已经原谅了，所以我都不记得过去发生了什么事儿。
Because we all know the Bible says forgive and forget.
因为我们都知道说圣经是说忘就饶恕然后忘记。
Right?
是这样的吗？
No.
No, 圣经上没有这么说。
If you were saying yes, come back to the Sunday school class on how to read your Bible. It'll be next.
下一节这个圣经这个主日学我们要讲怎么来读圣经。如果你刚才觉得这个 forgive and forget 就是原谅然后就忘记这事是圣经上说的，你来下节课一定要。
It doesn't come from the Bible.
因为圣经可从来没这么说过。
Genesis 45, I told you Joseph forgives.
我们看到这个创世纪四十五章，约瑟原谅了他的弟兄。
But 17 years later, his father dies.
但是十七年之后，他的父亲去世了。
And the brothers come back.
他这些弟兄们又回来找他。
And 17 years after he says, I forgive,
在约瑟饶恕他们十七年以后,
Joseph must again say,
约瑟又说,
I forgive.
我原谅饶恕你们。
You see, let me tell you, this morning you may say, I am going to forgive. I choose to forgive.
今天早上你也许会对自己说, 我要决心, 我要饶恕, 我已经做了这个选择, 我要饶恕。
But sometime in the next week or 2 weeks or next year,
但是下个礼拜说不定又过几个星期或者是甚至再过几年
Satan is going to bring that hurt back to you.
这个撒旦又会把那个过去的这个受伤害的记忆又会带回来。
You're going to see them in the store.
你会在店里蹦一下看到你。
You're going to see them at church.
又在教会里见到那个人。
You're going to see them at a family dinner.
你说不定大家一块聚会吃饭的时候又看到这个人。
And Satan is going to say,
那撒旦就对你说
Look at what they did.
你看看那人对你做了些什么。
Remember what they did.
你还记得他对你做了什么吗？
And at that point, you must again say,
在那个时候你必须要再一次的说
God, I chose to forgive.
神啊，我选择饶恕。
God, give me the grace to continue to forgive.Because forgiveness is an ongoing, I will choose to live God's grace.
因为去饶恕是个持续不断的要进行的过程，我要选择去用神的恩典去饶恕。
This morning, I want to ask you.
我想要问你。
For some of you, the entire sermon, one name has been in your mind.
因为整个这个讲到这整个一篇讲到你说不定头脑里就记住这么一个名字
One action or maybe one series of actions
说不定你记住的只有一个名字或者就只是一个动作或者甚至一系列的一个动作
And Satan has said to you this morning
但是撒旦对你说
If that pastor knew how terribly they have wronged you he would not say what he is saying
撒旦对你讲说，哎，如果那个牧师知道别人这个人对你做的这个事伤你这么深的话，他肯定不会这么说的。
He has probably never had anyone do wrong to him.
这个牧师说不定没那么倒霉，从来就没有人伤害过他。
So he doesn't understand.
所以他不理解你所受的伤。
This morning I am not talking about the wrong that was done.
但是我今天早上要强调的不是说别人对你犯的这个罪有多么严重。
But I want you to understand that bitterness will destroy.You.
但是我想要你要认识到苦毒会毁掉你自己。
It will destroy you spiritually.
它会在属灵上毁掉你。
It will destroy your relationships with other people.
也会毁掉你跟他人的关系。
Someone said bitterness is like drinking poison and hoping the other person gets sick.
就是有人这么说，你苦毒就好像你喝了一杯毒药，还指望着那个人生病。
Bitterness destroys us.
这个苦毒也会毁掉我们自己。
And so this morning I am asking you to choose to forgive.
所以今天早上我请求我想邀请大家是选择原饶恕选择原谅
To accept God's grace to empower you to forgive.
接受神的恩典让神能给你力量去饶恕
Not in your own strength.
不要靠着自己的力量
But in his strength.
而是靠着神的力量
Most years in November, I teach a class at a seminary in Nigeria.
我曾经很多年来都在十一月份的时候去奈及利亚去给他们教一个神学课。神学课。
3 years ago, one of my students was a man named Johnson.
大概三年前，我有个学生名字叫 Johnson。
Johnson is a pastor in the northern part of Nigeria that is controlled by Muslims.
他这个 Johnson 是在这个尼日利亚的北部那边一个穆斯林，主要是穆斯林的一个地区做牧师的。
And one day, Johnson came to my room and he said, I want to talk to you about my church.
所以有一天这个 Johnson 就到我的办公室来说，我想要跟你谈谈我的教会。
He said, Boko Haram attacked our village.
他说这个曾经有这么一波人来攻击了我们的教会。
And he pulled out his cell phone and he said, let me show you a picture of the body of one of my church members that they mutilated and left in front of our church building.
他说我他就拿出他的手机说牧师我给你看看一张照片。这照片是什么人呢？是当时他们这个就是村庄被攻击之后，他们把这一个他们教会的一个弟兄给肢解了，把他尸体就丢在这个教会门口。
They killed my church member.
他们杀了这个人。
Cut his body up.
而且把他的身体就卸了几块。
And called me and said, Pastor, go to the church and pick up the body of your member.
而且他们就给我打电话说，牧师，你到这个门口教会门口来收尸吧。
I said, How is your church responding?
我就问他说，你们的教会是怎么样回应的？
And he said, I can show you pictures of what we did to them.
他说我可以给你看一看照片，我们做了些什么。
He said, Here, let me show you the next picture on my phone.
他就拿他的手机说，我给你看看下一张照片。
My stomach was already sick, and I wasn't sure I wanted to see the next picture.
当时看到那个被肢解的那个照片，我心里已经很难受，我就不想想下一张照片要更悲惨的话，我可能要吐了这样子。
And he said, No, you need to look.
他说你需要看一看。
This is what we did to the Muslims.
他说这就是我们对这些穆斯林人做的事情。
I looked at the phone.
然后我看了他的照片。
He said, That's the picture of a school building that we built in the Muslim village next to us.
他说这个照片是我们为一个隔壁的一个穆斯林的一个村庄建的学校。
He flipped pictures. He said, Here's a picture of a well that we dug in the poorest section of the Islamic village.
他说然后就往后翻，他说这是一个我们为当地的一个穆斯林的一个小村子掘的水井。
He pulled another picture. He said, Here's a clinic we built.
然后这是一个诊所，我们为这个穆斯林村庄建的诊所。
And the sign out front says we treat Muslims at no charge.
他说门口我们挂的牌子上写的是穆斯林过来看病是免费的。
And I said, Johnson.
我就说 Johnson.
Those people are trying to kill you.
那些人是想要杀你啊。
They have already killed some of your members, church members.
他们已经把你们教会的一些弟兄都给杀了。
How do you do this?
你怎么可能还做到这些呢？
And he said,
他说
Because God in Christ has forgiven me.
他说因为神在基督里已经饶恕了我。
I have no choice.
我没有别的选择。
I must forgive.
我必须去饶恕。
Because God has forgiven me.
因为神已经饶恕了我。
And so in God's grace,
所以靠着神的恩典，
day after day,
一天又一天的
I choose to forgive.
我选择去饶恕。
Forgiveness is not easy.
饶恕实在不是容易的事。
But if we want to grow in the image of Christ,
但如果我们要想靠越来越像长得越来越像神，
When I started this series 6-8 months ago,
大概六七个月之前，我开始讲这个系列的这个讲道。
I said the goal.For each of us is to look like Jesus.
我说我们每个人的人生的目标就应该是越来越像神。
And the only way we can look like Jesus,
只有一条路，我们能够想要更像神，只有一条路，
is to be people who forgive.
去做这些饶恕的人。
Because He forgave.
因为神饶恕了我们。
And so this morning, as I finish, I want to ask you to stand for prayer.
所以我请大家现在站起来，我们一起祷告。
And I want to ask you, as I pray, that you will pray.
我想我在祷告的时候，我也邀请大家跟我一起祷告。
The person who has wronged you.
那个错待你的人。
Person who has hurt you.
伤害你的人。
I am not asking you to deny what they did.
我没有让你否认他们所做的这些事情。
I am not pretending that they are not wrong.
我也没有假装说他们没做什么错事。
But if you want to look like Jesus Christ,
但是如果你想要更像神的形象,
you must have God's grace.
你必须要有神的恩典,
to forgive.
来原谅这个人。
And so this morning, I want to ask you to join me in praying.
所以我邀请大家加入我的祷告。
That God will give you grace to forgive.
让神给你恩典，让你能够去饶恕。
Not because they deserve it.
不是因为他们配得。
But because you want to be like Christ.
你想要更像主。
Dear God, this morning,
亲爱的主，在今天早上
many people here have been wronged and hurt.
这里的很多的弟兄姐妹都曾经，很多人曾经受过伤，曾经受过，被别人错待过。
Many of us can point back to a person who did wrong to us.
我们中间的很多人可以指着我们的过去的某一个人说他做错待了我。
For some of us, the hurt has continued for years and years.
我们中间有些人可能就背负着这种苦毒已经很多很多年。
It has hurt our relationship with other people.
这伤害了我们跟别人的关系。
It has hurt our relationship with you.
也伤害了我们跟神你的关系。
This morning, Lord, we come to you and we ask that you will give us grace to forgive.
主啊，我们来到你面前，求你给我们恩典，让我们能够饶恕。
Make us willing to choose forgiveness.
让我们能够愿意去选择饶恕。
To say I will not hold to the past.
去说主啊，我愿意不再紧抓着过去不放。
I will not hold to my anger.
我也不紧抓着我的那个愤怒不放。
I will forgive.
我要原谅，我要饶恕。
Give me grace, God, to forgive.
主啊，给我恩典，让我能饶恕。
Help me to move on.
帮助我能够继续走下去。
Because I want to be like you.
因为我想要更像你。
I don't want to be tied to their sin.
我不想被捆在他们的罪行上。
I don't want to be tied to my anger.
我也不想被捆在我自己的恼怒上。
I want to be like you.
我想要更像你。
And so this morning I forgive as you forgave.
所以今天早上我原谅，因为你已经原谅了我。
And then God help us to go on in your forgiveness.
主啊，就帮助我们在你的这个饶恕和原谅之中能够走下去。
To continue to choose forgiveness.
去持续不断的去选择饶恕。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。